Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Could it be the summer of love? Well, with the warm weather and the longer nights, experts suggest that the summer months are the best time for romance. Who would have believed it? So why is now a good time to get dating? And what's behind this phenomenon? Dr. Caroline West, sex and relationships expert for Bumble Ireland, joins me now. Caroline, you're very welcome to the programme.
Thanks, Cormac.
I must say, I know it's hot and heavy, but it doesn't seem like a summer of love at the moment anyway. Why is summer the peak season for passion and love, can you tell me?
Yeah, I think it's something to do with the sun as well. You know, as Irish people, we're very sun deprived for most of the year. So when it does finally comes out, it feels like we're on holiday. Everything feels a bit more exotic, a bit more fun. So I think people feel a bit more spontaneous. You know, there's spontaneous trips to the pub, things like that. So why wouldn't dating experience the same kind of fun element kind of coming into it? Plus, there's also more options to actually go out and have dates in the daytime and outside rather than just being stuck in a cold pub on a very cold winter night. So I think, you know, there's just a sense of like more excitement and playfulness in the air in the summertime.
More adventure. Does travel have anything to do with it, Caroline?
Absolutely. And actually, this summer is really interesting, especially post-pandemic. You know, single people are open to what we're calling wander love. So this means that people are more likely to travel and have relationships on their summer holidays. So Bumble has found actually 1 in 3 people are up for this now. So whether that's going ahead to a different gig abroad, you know, Taylor Swift next year, you might have a few people going abroad to different gigs and you can meet people that way. But people are a bit more open-minded on holiday too. You know, they're more likely to decide to go jet skiing, more likely to, you know, go out to a bar and see if there's anyone there that you like. We're a little bit more open-minded about the kind of people we meet. So I think that's really healthy because we should have that open-mindedness anyway. You know, like, let's not date inside our type. Let's explore, you know, who's out there beyond what we might think of on a little checklist.
Okay, so you're saying that the inhibitions are down, the sense of adventure is up, the mind is open. Does that change the type of person you'd go for then?
It does, actually. And this is called open casting, which means you're more open to meeting a whole bunch of different people in different locations, too. So if you think of dating, you know, again, you know, in the wintertime, we're a bit more limited. But in the summertime, we can engage in sober dating. We can meet for a coffee at 2 o'clock and go for a walk around Stephen's Green. You know, we can sit outside. We can have a dinner outside these days.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit more freedom.
I've never heard it referred to as sober dating before.
Yeah, it's really on the rise, actually. Yeah, but it is. I think that's really healthy because as a culture, you know, we can be very alcohol dependent. And sometimes that might give us the rose-tinted glasses sometimes when it comes to alcohol and dates. So I think being sober is really good because you're a lot more, obviously, more conscious, more in your right state of mind.
Yeah.
And you get to know a person for a little bit more about who they really are rather than having the booze kind of colour your view.
Sober, good. Drunk, bad. So we're getting the messages here. But you mentioned open casting, right? Could that be a disaster? Because if your mind is kind of open to different characters, maybe they're not the right characters for you.
But I think it's important to explore what that means because, you know, we might grow up and think, oh, it's always someone tall, dark and handsome that we like. But then maybe that hasn't worked out and maybe we're judging people too much on some initial qualities that look good on a list. But humans are different in real life, you know.
Yeah, but what if you, on your holidays, right? What if you try the bad boy, the person who looks dangerous and feels dangerous and suddenly you bring the bad boy home to mom and dad and he's a disaster? Caroline, you're to blame here.
We might try new paella on holiday, so why not try, you know, a new type of person? It's all about going into it consciously and knowing what your boundaries are, what you want to get out of things. If you want that one night with the bad boy, happy days. You know, just make sure that you're both on the same page.
You know, people are going to be blaming when they meet the bad boy and bring bad boy home to mommy and daddy. They'll say, Caroline West said on Drive Time that it was okay.
It's all okay once you have your wits about you and you know what you're getting into.
Yeah. So is it dangerous then, this summer love?
I think once you have your expectations a bit more realistic. You know, a summer romance might be fantastic, but it might not work in the middle of winter when we're back in real life and we're not jet skiing every Thursday and, you know, things like that. So I think it's important to kind of keep a realistic lens on it. And if it is someone that you've connected with in you know, the Balearic Islands and that you really want to stay in touch with them, talk to them about that and be realistic about, well, what does a real life long distance relationship actually look like? And some people have met in the middle of a club, in the middle of Ibiza, and it's, you know, it's turned into marriage and kids. So it's about keeping that open mind and, you know, being, allowing yourself to be a bit more spontaneous.
I'll tell you one thing, Caroline West, your summer is a lot more exciting than my summer from the Balearic Islands to jet skiing to Ibiza and so on. But tell me this, do you have advice for people who want to kind of step outside their comfort zone and try summer love like they've never tried it before?
Yeah, I think our body confidence is really at the heart of this. You know, summer is a time where we wear different clothes. We might have felt very self-conscious before. You know, there's all this pressure about having the summer body and things like that. But there's actually research from Bumble to say that 2 in 5 people are actually feeling more comfortable in their body this year rather than previous years. So I think that's a really good grounding stone, because if you feel good about yourself, you know, you might feel a little bit more confident to go out and date and maybe try different things. And, you know, if you're not going to let your body get in the way of your summer plans. I mean, if you have a body, that means you have a summer body. You know, we shouldn't have to put pressure on ourselves to look a certain way. And I think that it's really nice, you know, if we have that confidence, we might go out on a date, we might wear things that make us feel good. You know, we reassess our winter wardrobe and our summer dating wardrobe. And I think, you know, dressing for different events is really important. You know, are we going out for a sea swim for a first date if you're very, very adventurous? Or is it that meeting outdoors for a coffee? You know, I think, you know, bring in that sense of let's try something, like, well, let's be open-minded.
You know what, you have readied the listeners of Drive Time now for hot summer love, and you're to blame if they all bring home a bad boy or a bad girl.
Doctor, I don't mind that in my obituary at all.
Dr. Caroline West, sex and relationships expert for Bumble Ireland. Enjoy Ibiza and the Balearic Islands and the jet skis and all that goes with it. Thank you very much indeed.